Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the annual Kahlua business meeting. We have a pretty full schedule. We have our elections, and it's pretty much every seat except for one. And then we have Judy is going to be speaking on the mysteries and the happenings with Lua. And then we will have our discussion on the future of Kahlua and what we would like to see go on and happen with Kahlua. And I like to discuss setting up a couple of committees to do certain things. And one of them is definitely the Constitution, working on some issues with the bylaws, not necessarily the Constitution itself, but some bylaws and, and then working on some, setting up a couple of committees. So let's get started. We'll do a quick roll call so I'll know who's here, and then we'll do elections right after that. And Lisa, are you here?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. I love it when she says, yep, she's here. So we'll start with the roll call. And if you want to do the roll call, just let just A through whatever to let see who's on the call. Lisa, if you could do that for me, please.
Sure. Let's do people whose last names begin through A through C, and we can start with me. My name is Lisa Krishman. I'm the secretary, and my pronouns are she, her, hers. Anybody else, A through C?
Robert and Ruth Ann Acosta.
Okay. I had Ruth Ann. I will add you, Robert, to the minutes. Anybody else, A through C?
Connie.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Anybody else? Last names A through C? Okay. How about last names D through F?
Nellie Emerson, and pronouns she, her.
Anybody else D through F? Anybody through, let's do F, and then see, G through T, G, K.
Lisa Cushman.
Did Lisa Cushman come back in?
Yes,
yeah,
she did.
Uh-huh. Okay. She did. Are you back in, Lisa?
No. He's probably getting unmuted.
Okay, yeah.
That's not like what happened yesterday when...
I know.
And Andrea pulled the plug on the whole meeting.
Oh, everybody, yeah, that happened today. Oh,
can anyone hear?
Yeah, you
can
are.
Hear you now. Now we can hear you. Yes. Uh oh.
Well, we did.
But we heard her for a few for a second.
I'm good.
All right. Okay. So,
did we do
B through? We were going to do D through J or something like that.
Okay, how about K through M?
No, we didn't
well,
do...
no, we didn't.
We didn't do
D through at F. You stopped at F, Lisa.
Oh, okay. That's when I got... okay, that's when I got disconnected. That was really strange. We got through F. G through I?
Lynette, that's me.
Sweet. Thank you. K through L, please.
Mike Keithley.
Awesome. Anybody else?
Livy Ostergaard.
Awesome.
No, that's not L.
It's okay. Okay. Lots of people have gone out of turn. That's okay. we just want to say hi to everyone. Okay. I mean, that's how I see it, at least. P through R.
What? You skipped.
You forget.
M, N, and O.
Yeah. You forgot the M, N, and O's.
I'm so stupid. I'm sorry.
You're not.
You're not stupid. You got your M, N, and O's.
That's
Phil
right.
Obregon.
Debbie Obregon.
David Mandel.
Patty Nash.
You had a lot of those.
Yeah. Now the what? Now P through R.
Linda Porrell.
Shana
Reed. I want to be on that bandwagon too.
Lisa, did you get Shana?
I did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I have most of the participants already written down. We're just taking roll. I'm gonna go back to the participants list when we're done here. S through U.
Hi, Karen Trotter is here.
Awesome. BWX.
Judy Wilkinson.
Awesome. And then Y and Z.
Frank Welty.
Awesome.
By the way, for those of you who got my email yesterday for nominating committee, you owe me an RSVP.
Ooh.
Ooh. If you didn't get it, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we got a full house. That's a good thing. Okay, so we are going to go to elections.
Libby, how do you spell your last name?
Livvie.
No.
Could you? Thank you so much, but would you mind please providing me the spelling of your last name, please?
Yes, Ostergaard. Ostergaard.
Thank you. Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That everybody? Okay, now we are going to get straight into the elections, and it is president, vice president, secretary, and board seat one. I think that's the right order. Yes.
Yes.
So, since I can't do the election for president, I will let Lynette do since she is I'm sitting in the vice president seat right now. Lynette, can you go ahead and do the nominations for president, please? And wait. First, I'm going to let Debbie, I didn't forget. I just thought about it. We're going to let Debbie read the slate of officers first since she's the nominating committee. Debbie Obregon and her very loving and capable husband were my nominating committee. So we will let Debbie read the slate of people running for the positions.
Hi everyone, this is Debbie Obregon. I'm the chair of the nominations committee for CLUA this time. So I'd like to present the slate of officers for the upcoming 2023 year. I'm not sure, is CLUA on fiscal year or calendar year?
Fiscal, I think. Fiscal is right. Yeah.
Fiscal, right.
Fiscal. Oh, okay. So when would these officers take their positions? Would it not be till July?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So I guess it would be the 2023-2024 year. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure that I have things right. Okay. Here is the slate of officers that we'd like to present to you today. President, Pamela Metz. Vice President, Lynette Kersey. Secretary, Lisa Cushman. Board seat one, Patty Nash.
So that is our slate. And thank you, Debbie and Phil, for handling the nominations for me, please. I appreciate it. Thank you. Phil has been a great help to me keeping Kahlua on its feet. So, Lynette, if you can do the nomination for president, I will appreciate it. Mm-hmm. If we lose Lynette.
Okay.
I thought we lost you.
No. Let's see. I guess I just need to, do we need to see if there's anybody else that is interested?
Yes. Or...
Yeah, you need to
do it three times.
Okay. I didn't look anything up. So I'm like, me? So excuse me, guys. So is there any interest in
No.
Okay.
Lynette, to make it a little easier for you, you just say Pam has been nominated for president. Are there any other nominations?
Oh, thank you.
I say that three times and then that's it.
Yeah.
On the floor.
Thank you. I knew there was a proper way, but excuse me, my brain is fatigued after this week. So I'm not thinking clearly. So Pam has been nominated for president. Is there anyone interested?
No. Are there any other nominations?
Oh, thank you. Are there any other nominations? Thank you.
Say it three times.
Pam has been nominated
for
president. Are there any other nominations? Pam Metz has been nominated president. Are there any other nominations?
I move that nominations be closed and that Pam be voted president by acclamation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I don't remember yet. Oops.
Yay.
Yay. All right. Oh. Any opposed?
Okay. Thank you.
Any opposed?
You forgot to oppose.
Any opposed, right.
But where can let's see what's close?
That's all right.
Okay. Thank you very much. My goal is to make sure I have at least, and Judy already, Judy's already, we had a long talk. We got to make sure we have a membership meeting and keep Kahlua on its feet, keep Kahlua moving along, because there is a lot of stuff that we have out there that we can advocate about and work on. So thank you very much for another term. I appreciate it, and I actually adore Kahlua. Is Kahlua and one other affiliate are my two favorites, so thank you. Love that snicker.
Sorry.
Oh, I do miss that.
It's a warm snicker. Snicker.
I do miss that snicker.
Okay.
Now, Lynette has been presented on the slate for vice president of Kahlua. Are there any other nominations for vice president? Are there any other nominations for vice president? Are there any other nominations for vice president?
I move that nominations be closed and that Lynette be elected by acclamation.
Second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Yay, Lynette. You mean? Now I can bug you all the way from Oregon.
Wow.
Now we have our secretary. She does an awesome job. So Lisa Cushman has been nominated for the position of secretary. Are there any other nominations for secretary? Are there any other nominations for secretary? Are there any other nominations for secretary?
I move that nominations be closed and that Lisa be elected by secretary by acclamation.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Kahlua.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yay, Lisa.
Lisa.
We have Patty Nash has been nominated for board seat one. Yes. So, Patty, are there any other nominations?
Ugh, actually, no. I don't like that looker.
Are there any other nominations? All the whispering going on in the background.
Yeah,
right. My Jesus. Are there any other nominations? think that was three. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I move that nominations be closed so that Patty Nash be elected.
Who is that?
Second.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're very welcome.
All those in favor. Okay, somebody seconded. All those in favor.
Aye.
All those opposed. Okay, Patty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay. So So thank you, Patty. And we will be putting together a meeting here soon, and we'll be working on a couple other things.
Still loves me.
So thank you, and thank you guys for all participating.
Pam, who's our other director? This is Judy. Who's our other director?
David.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
If you have committees, can I still serve? Even though I'm not an officer yet?
Of course.
Okay.
You're
a board member.
And I will, I'm going to, we are going to, okay, I need people to mute her. I'm hearing so many different things in my ear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not you, it's everybody.
Okay, it's not you, it's everybody. It's not you. What I want to do next is I want to discuss I think I'm going to let Judy go next to break it up a little bit, and then we'll talk about committees after that. So I want to hear from
good afternoon.
Good afternoon, can everybody hear me?
Oh,
yes,
I'm sorry.
People know me.
I don't need interviews.
I know, but you know. But let me pretend to do the job. God. One thing I do enjoy about working with Judy is when she serves as president of LUA. I serve on the MCAC committee, and she loves to work along with us sometimes on different books that we read. And so she's been a great asset on that end. So we're going to let Judy tell us all about LUA and what is LUA up to.
Thank you, everyone. I'm really pleased to be here today. I just came back this morning from the foothills of the Sierras, and my sister and I drove down in quite a rainstorm. So I got back in plenty of time and picked up my guide dog and had a time to write a few notes. And here I am, and it sounds like a wonderful group. I'm going to begin by telling you our convention plans. You're going to learn some things that nobody else knows yet. This will be the first time to be heard. This, because we finalized our schedule. On Friday, the 23rd of June, there are 3 days before the main convention where a lot of groups and affiliates are having their business meetings and things. We are having our business meeting on June 23rd at 2 p.m. Pacific time. I wanted it a little bit later in the day, but we were coming up against a couple of other affiliates. So I decided to go a little bit earlier so we wouldn't have too many competing events. So our meeting is 2:00 Pacific time on the 23rd. And it's going to be a very important meeting. All officers are up for election this year. And I am terming out, as is Paul Edwards, the vice president. And this is pretty serious because that also means Brian Charlson will term out as immediate past president.
Oh my God.
Which means a lot of our LUA history they may not show up at every board meeting and so forth. So since those are two very key positions that are absolutely going to be open. Now, Leslie Tom, thank goodness, and I'm going to appoint somebody else to work with her to see if we can't find some members who will run for maybe some of those officer positions. But keep in mind who you might want for president and vice president of LUA. Of course, I will move over one chair to be immediate past president. Now, Ralph Smitherman, who is our current secretary, and Adam Rushville, who is our secretary and has been for donkey's years, maybe 20 years, can run as many times as need be. And both, so far as I know, are willing to run again. So I think, we're not as in need of candidates for those positions as we are for for president and vice president. So please do keep those things in mind. And I'll stop periodically to see if people, you know, have questions. Any questions so far? Okay, no, I heard a no. All right. On Sunday, July 2nd, now remember the convention that morning will have breakout sessions, two breakout sessions, but there will still be the afternoon slots. Lua will have, so far as we now know, two back-to-back convention slots on Sunday, July 2nd. And we're going to do stuff with it, AI, artificial intelligence. For the first while, we're going to show you how easy it is to create AI voices and to create professional sounding AI, and all that's got, of course, going to have all kinds of implications for the way books are done in the future. If you've got a voice of Brian Charlson, you might be able to produce Brian Charlson reading books in the very near future. So we're going to have the first session is going to be introducing our members to all the capabilities of AI, letting you hear all kinds of different voices and how they all sound. So far as we know, the second session, and I say so far as we know because, you know, we're still finalizing people and so forth, will be a panel, including somebody from NLS, somebody from Microsoft, we hope, somebody from Google, to give us a sense of where AI is indeed going in the future and what implications, further implications that might have for NLS particularly. So those two sessions on the second, you're going to want to be there for those.
Yeah, I am.
On the 3rd of July, my brother's birthday, is the narrator. And this is a little different because usually we don't hear from the narrator till Wednesday, but because the narrator, Jake Williams, you heard it here first, will be presenting at the general session on Monday and will then be presenting as always to our session with library users, and BRL, the Braille Revival League, will also be co-sponsoring that event and probably the teachers as well. That's Jake Williams. And I've not done my research on Mr. Williams, but I'll be looking forward to that. And by the way, I will not be in person in much as I'd love to be in Schaumburg. So I will be presiding where I do preside remotely. Now, on Tuesday, the 4th of July, we will be hearing from the NLS representative, and it will not be the director. I believe he has to appear first at the other place. And we're going to have the associate director, Mr. Jason Yasner. And he presented to us before, I've forgotten our current director's name. It slipped my mind. Jason. It's another Jason. Who is it? Somebody? Can't think. Ah, this is so embarrassing. I'll think of it before the end of the call. But anyway, it's not because the director doesn't want to be with us. He was at the whole convention last year and everywhere and wonderful.
I wasn't
attended.
No way to
and please. Does somebody have a question for me that they're talking in the background? Okay. Please do, if you are going to carry on a conversation, mute yourself because it is distracting. So those are the four sessions that Lua will have. We always get two because of the narrator and the NLS representative. But this year we will have the two AI artificial intelligence sessions as well. So I want to tell you a little bit about Library Without Walls, which is our fabulous call held every odd numbered month. And on the third Wednesday with the redoubtable Paul Edwards presiding, and I don't know that there's a book Paul Edwards hasn't read. And our most recent event was wonderful. And thanks to Miss Linda Perrell, we had some wonderful books about cooking and chefs and, you know, cooking related books, but not recipes necessarily. And because you are all Lua members, you will be getting Jane Corona's list within, you know, a few days or so, letting you know what books we all recommended on that call. And it was a wonderful call, and everybody was so skeptical. We'll never find anything about cooking. We won't, blah, blah, blah. But Linda was absolutely spot on, and it turned out to be a wonderful session. So thank you, Linda. In May, the third Wednesday in May, which so far as I can tell is the 17th, we will be discussing historical mystery fiction. So, you know, that category in your NLS that has 3,000 titles under historical mystery fiction. Get cracking.
Phyllis Whitney has 900 books. That one?
That one.
Okay.
And that'll be so enjoyable. And then the 19th of July, which will be very shortly after the convention, but you'll have a little time to rest before our Library Without Walls, is going to be about music, books that are related to music, not books from the music collection, you know, not piano scores, but books that have somehow a connection to music. And that was my idea. So I'm looking forward to that one for sure. Yes, sure.
I have a question. What time did you say this meeting is on Wednesday, the third Wednesday?
Oh, they're always at 5:30 Pacific time.
Okay.
Always at
5:30.
Thank you for asking, because I didn't think to mention that.
Thank you.
And they are delightful calls, and very few Californians come onto those calls.
You know, and I'll tell you why. My problem, I never know the exact time. So now that I know, I usually feed Franklin at 5, so 5:30 is easy enough to handle.
Well, when Paul sends out the announcements, he usually does set the time.
He sends out 900 of them, but thank you.
Yeah, I do. Just think 5:30, right after you feed Franklin.
Yeah.
That's when we meet.
Yeah.
Then we haven't had really any Lua links lately, partly because I kind of have to say that Rory, Tamara Rory has not been able to keep a couple of the dates that we've tried to set up. She's very busy with all her efforts for the patron engagement section, which she now heads. And frankly, with all the Braille on Demand and with all the Lua calls, NLS calls once a month and the other calls that are quarterly. And by the way, we send those to the list when we get her announcements about those various meetings. The ones for Lua, for NLS are usually the second Thursday of many months. And then the others are quarterly. And the quarterly ones often conflict with our Lua meetings because they're on Monday. But they never asked us when do you guys meet? So we decided we weren't going to change our meeting day. So in June and December, we often conflict with those NLS calls that are quarterly, but they are recorded. And that just conflicts with our board meeting. A lot of times people don't come to the board meetings, but we'd love to have you. And the Lua meetings are in every even numbered month, second Monday, odd numbered month for Library Without Walls, even numbered months for the Lua board meeting, second Mondays at 5 p.m. And again, we're always thrilled to have people come. But we're looking to change a little bit.
Did you say the second Monday, did you say the second Monday or the third Monday?
Second Monday.
Okay, second Monday, 5 p.m.
Second Monday is the board meeting, 5 p.m. Third Wednesday is the Library Without Walls. If I've missaid it, I apologize, Lisa, for being confusing. So remember we used to have one book, one ACB, and we would do it at convention and talk about a book. We've decided to do, to try to find one book to discuss. But because now there is so much interesting, frankly, diversity and added communities to consider for books. Not, we used to, you know, have a blind author or a controversial book about blindness. And so we are still going to pick a book at some point. And we're not sure which Lua link this will be for, but we're going to move that one book discussion to a Lua link event. And we're also looking at an event for anybody who's working on, we're going to have a Lua link call fairly soon about some of our members who are working on memoirs. I haven't asked him officially, but I happen to know that Gil Johnson has done dedicated work on his life story. And there are others as well. So we want to actually offer people who've done some maybe personal writing, maybe not a whole book, but maybe some pieces about their individual life. So we will have a Lua link call about that sometime, probably within the next year. And I do want to thank Pam and the Multicultural Affairs Committee. I always get that name wrong because I want to say it differently. But Lua has worked with the MCAC twice now on fascinating, diverse, and culturally interesting books. The last one was in Black History Month, and it was about a character or an author who impressed you. An African-American character or author. And it was really a moving and inspiring conversation. So look for those in the future too, because we plan to do more collaborating with the Multicultural Affairs Committee and having some of those ongoing and well worthwhile. And again, you don't have to be a member of either committee, or you just have to be a member of ACB in some way to participate in those. You know, another benefit of membership, of course, is our Lua Ledger. And our wonderful new editor, Debbie Armstrong, has just put out her first issue and is waiting for an article from me to finish her second issue as editor. And her first issue, which came out a couple of months ago, six weeks ago now, was very well received. We got wonderful feedback about the articles that she had in that particular ledger. So if you're having trouble getting your ledger, remember it comes to everybody via email. But because you were all about Braille, you can get it in Braille or large print or on cartridge. So if you're not getting your ledger the way you want it, please let me know. Please respond. You're all on the list, so you know, write to the list and we can get back to you. But we since it is a perk, since you pay for it, we definitely want you to have your ledgers. Like, I'm always pushing. I've been pushing since day one of my presidency to have the ledger out 3 times a year. And this year, my last year as president, we might actually get that to happen. So I'm very proud of the ledger and really, really grateful to Debbie, who's doing such a good job. More news. Another dream of mine from the time I began as president was to have Lua get its own website. And we are working hard at that. And large help from Phil Obregon and Jeremy Johansson for working with us to get that website. You know, eventually we want you to be able to see all the old ledgers and to have your the Lua Link calls and to have maybe the convention Lua related podcasts, you know, all on our own individual website, maybe tips on, you know, library use and things like that. So it's not up and running yet. And, you know, frankly, Paul and Brian get sidetracked, but we will get that going. And my thanks again so much to Phil and Jeremy for working with us on getting the library users website. We have a very cool name for our web page, but I can't remember it. Phil, do you remember our fabulous name?
No, they haven't told me yet.
Oh,
they're keeping it a secret.
I shouldn't end on this, but I do want to say some things about membership. Lua is desperately trying to get to 188 members before the deadline, you know, for the convention, which is coming up at the end of the month, even though supposedly names were all supposed to be in by the middle of March. But I think Carla still has a few names, but we'd love to get to 188 so that we can have an additional vote at convention. We'd have 8 instead of 7. I think it's 8 instead of 7, not 7 instead of 6, but it would be one more vote than we already have, which would be great. But California's membership is down. And I have called a fair number of people who were on the California list who did not resubscribe. And several have joined the National Lua, and several have decided and not to rejoin Kahlua, frankly, they say, because the affiliate isn't doing anything. Oh. And hopefully, I lovely to hear about the plans, Pam, to maybe make some changes there, because we would, you know, Kahlua needs to have more members. And of course, I'm interested because that obviously means more members for Lua, but we want a healthy affiliate. But having sat in the president's chair, I'm here to tell you it is very difficult and challenging to keep an affiliate like Kahlua useful and contemporary and meaningful to people. And I really hope we can do that. And Pam, please count on me for anything I can help to do to make that happen, because after all, I'll be retired from the presidency after June 30th. But otherwise, that is all I have to report about library users, but I'd be delighted to answer any questions. Well, either I did a good job or a terrible job. No hands, Phil? No hands? No voices? Well, thank you, as always. And thank you, Pam, for giving me an opportunity to present to my own local Kahlua affiliate. Thank you.
I appreciate it. And I think we all appreciate hearing what's going on with Lua. I'm not getting the ledger.
Okay, we just got a raised hand from Linda Carell.
Okay.
Hey there.
I'll make a note of that. Hi there.
It takes a while to unmute my phone and my earpiece and all that stuff. Anyway, okay, just want to give you a heads up, Judy, that there is a movement with ACB Women and MCAC, and we wanted to have Lua be part of it, to have another one of those characters and authors who inspire you call around women characters. And looking at setting up a date early in June for that, and Cheryl Cummings is taking the lead on making that happen.
Sounds wonderful. I'll look forward to it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Cheryl mentioned it. We have our meeting coming up, so I did mention it. I think that's a great idea. And thank you, Judy. I appreciate it. And I will be Kahlua, I do have some things in the back of my mind to get Kahlua moving again. I think the biggest thing was we're all on Zoom. And then it's like planning calls and what dates and finding dates and figuring things out and just getting remembering to set up meetings and get membership meetings going and getting board meetings going. And it's just, and I dropped the ball. I dropped the ball personally, and I take responsibility for that. So it's just get it back moving and get the membership back up and moving. The thing is, it's just keeping it going. It's the main thing is keeping it going. We are going, Kahlua will be having a luncheon at the convention, and which I think is great. I don't know how many people have bought tickets so far. I have not asked Sarah, but I know a few people that are attending the luncheon, which is great. And we will be talking to both librarians. We'll be there. Lisa, I never remember her last name. I'm so old.
Lepore.
I remember before the meeting this afternoon. And she is the new librarian for Braille Institutes. And then Mike Marlin is going to, both of them will be there. So, and that is confirmed. And I'm looking forward to seeing them both in person. I haven't seen Mike in a long time, so.
This is Phil.
Pam, I just have to interrupt just quickly.
Uh-huh.
The library, the NLS director is Jason Broughton.
I know you knew you remember.
Thank you. I just had to get the record. He's a wonderful director, but I just, okay. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm interrupted you.
No, not at all.
Go ahead, Phil.
Okay. On the topic of our membership, I'm happy to announce that we are currently at 36 members for Kahlua, and that's actually down. We were at 46 last year, but I'm really pleased because about a month ago, we were only at 23. So yes. The board put together an effort to encourage members to join, and we did get that up to 36, including Judy actually personally contacted several members. So, and since we just heard from Judy that even though we're past the 15th deadline, that Carla would still take additional memberships, please, folks, reach out to your friends who you think might be interested in joining or rejoining. You know, it's maybe some that you know that have stepped down and not renewed. We just heard from the lips of our current Lua president that we can still add to that list until the end of the month. So please feel free to do so. And we have a raised hand from Shana.
Hi, how would you join? I was just on the web and I saw Lua, but I can't find a website or anything for Kahlua.
We don't have.
So you can contact me and I'd be happy to. Right.
Okay. Thank you.
And so if anybody else, and Phil is right, the board got together and we discussed it and we worked on getting, so we're up to 36. If we can get that number up, that would be great. Mm-hmm. I'm working on a few people that I know that were in and are not even, weren't even in. I'm just trying to get them to join. And I just spoke to one today and she may be interested in joining two affiliates. So, and then I got to find the phone number for the other one. God help us, Jesus. This computer sometimes put things in alphabetical order. Then I have to remember it's in alphabetical order. But one of the things I'd like to discuss is setting up a membership committee, because we had one at one point, didn't we, Judy? Didn't we have a membership committee before, if I remember correctly? This was a while back. But we need to set up a membership committee to work on getting the word out about what Kahlua is going to be working on for the following year and getting information out and keeping up with the membership. And simply, my goal is to keep up with the membership, to call people to see how they're doing, to see what people are reading, to get the list back up and running to have conversation about what books we're reading. I mean, I read, everybody knows my genre is anything under A to Z under romance. That's Pam. But what do people, well, it's A to Z, it could be anything. So, you know, what are people reading? What do people enjoy reading? Getting the list back up and discussing books again. We used to do that. We don't do it anymore. Or remembering to let's get a membership committee up and running again. Let's get we need a advocacy committee, because even though it's quiet now, who knows what the budget's going to be for libraries down in the future, or what's going to go on with our libraries in the future. You know, AI is coming around. What are we going to discuss as far as who's going to be reading our books? Do we want, it would be interesting to hear Brian Charlson read a book. That would be interesting. But how many, you know, I find that very fascinating, that it's pushing towards AI. What's going to happen to a lot of the readers or narrators that we like to listen to? What's going to go with them? Are they going to use their voices? It's setting up a committee to work on our bylaws, not necessarily the Constitution itself, but the bylaws, make them more to make sure that Kahlua is doing the business of Kahlua, having our business meetings, having our membership meetings. I like to see us go back to not necessarily one of the things that we're going to discuss today is book clubs. What kind of book clubs do we have? What kind of book clubs do we join? What kind of book clubs do we belong to? And see what we can do that will help Kahlua, and what Kahlua could do as far as a book club or a good book group or something that gets people interested and fascinated and keeps us going as an affiliate. Phil brought this up to me about book groups and what kind of book groups do we belong to? What kind of book groups do we want to see? What do we want to see Kahlua do as far as books are concerned? Do we want to do a theme? Do we just want to do a book? What do we want to see Kahlua do? So I like some feedback from everybody. And if we can do this one at a time, as first we'll work on membership and see what you guys think about starting a membership committee and see what you guys think about that, and then we will discuss the Constitution, and then we'll discuss the advocacy, and then we'll discuss it. I just want to get Kahlua back to where it was when I joined. Judy was an awesome president. The problem is, one of the things we cannot do right now is fundraising, and that's a bummer, but we just can't do that yet. So, so if anybody has any suggestions on how to go about, who wants setting up the membership committee and how many, I don't think we need any more than 3 or 4 people on the committee. So how many people would be interested in working with me to get the membership committee back up and running and finding out a way to contact people and getting people interested in books again? I mean, I read a lot of books. I'm totally disgusted. I have not been able to read this weekend. Please believe me.
We have a raised hand, Josh Saunders.
Oh, okay. Hi, Josh. Hello?
Hi, it's Joshua Saunders. I'm here just kind of visiting because I wanted to learn more about the affiliate. And I had a question because I've already signed up for the convention, and I just wondered, if I wanted to attend the luncheon and stuff, is there a way I can actually attend that and pay for that, you know, once I'm there? Actually, or is that already done?
Joshua, you can't.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Judy, go ahead. Yeah, butting in. You must sign up for meals. What's the 20?
I've already signed up for the meals I have. I just wondered if once it's done, or whether I can.
Yep. No, yeah. You cannot sign up for any meals after that. So if you're going to sign up for any meals, you have to do it by this deadline.
The deadline is the 23rd.
23rd. Thank you.
23rd. So you can contact Nicole and add the Kahlua luncheon until the 23rd.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or any other thoughts on what we can do to get the membership committee back up and running?
Pam, this is Judy. I'll be glad to chair a membership committee.
Okay, thank you, Judy, for offering.
I'll help that you, Judy.
Thank you, Patty. That'd be great. Is that all right? I mean, sorry, Patty.
Yes,
Pam.
Yeah,
fine. Fine, yes. Because I think it's important that we keep up with the membership and see what everybody's up to and what they're reading and things like that. So, Lisa, write to get that quick so they don't back out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I have it down. I have Judy and Patty.
Anybody
this is
else
Phil. Like I'd like to be on it.
Thank you, Phil.
Good.
Thank
and you. I think three is enough, Pam. I really
I do
think three is enough.
Too.
And I think this is a nice, it'd be wonderful for the three of us to work together.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate all three of you for volunteering. And it's not easy to volunteer. There's some things that I love to volunteer to do, and there's some things you're never going to catch Pamela Denise doing. No.
Madam President, Bob Acosta
yes,
here.
Yes.
I think, Madam President, we need a program committee to organize. The way you reach readers and people is having programs that are going to affect them, in my opinion. If you just say, mm-hmm. Well, we have a book club, that's enough. That's good. That's good. But there are many, 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 many book clubs. I'm overwhelmed by the ones we have, and I pick and choose everybody. I don't read the same group because it's not fair to all of them. But I recommend that we have a program committee like AI's fantastic. The Lua program is always outstanding. It really is. And we can do the same.
Yeah, because
we can invite, when possible, people all over the country. We spread the word. That's my opinion. Thank you.
I'm choking. I need to go get some water. I think that's a great idea.
I choked her up.
We might even be able to get some authors to speak.
Right.
Okay, so if we set up a programs committee, I think that's a great idea, Bob. I think instead of, and we can do, what is it, two or three programs instead of the book club. I think the book club is a good idea, but I also think a programs committee would be great because then we could have, and Lynette did say she can invite different authors to speak. And I did hear that, Lynette.
And Madam President, if I may, I'm on a roll.
I said authors can speak. Yes, I would be.
Yes.
I'd be happy to, you know, find authors somehow, great. Some way. So, yeah.
Great. We have a hand raised.
What did you say, Bob?
The other, I just wanted to say, membership is very important, as you well know. The librarians, I almost can guarantee that Lisa would allow one of us to go and speak about Kahlua to people. She's very, we heard her, Pam heard her at our chapter meeting.
Chapter meeting,
very
yes.
Progressive librarian. I don't know the people in San Francisco or Mike up there. Does he run a full library? Can you go there and, you know, but use our friends. They're our friends. If one thing is popular with the blind, it is the library. We'll fight to the death to save it. Thank you.
Raised hand, Christy.
Yes.
Yes, Christy.
Hi. Mm-hmm. So I would like to also talk about how we can combine. For instance, there are a ton of recipe books out there. There are a ton of how-to books out there. Why not combine, for instance, California Diabetics in Action, talking about recipes for people living with special needs? That would be, you know, a program that we could put on in conjunction. You know, we could talk about governmental affairs and, you know, some kind of combination. Because BRLC and CLUA, we can combine efforts and get more people involved in both, you know, or three or whatever affiliates. And a lot of us are doing the same thing in three or four affiliates. So why not combine?
Good idea. I heard what you said. I was thinking.
Okay.
I do like the idea of Kalua doing a program with diabetics in
California. Diabetic.
Uh-huh. Yes, I wasn't going to forget the California.
Jesus. Thank you.
California Diabetics in Action. Jesus. And especially
him too.
With recipes. Yeah, he can come. And with recipes and meals, I think.
Yeah.
But I think more along the lines of different books on how to cook and how to, because we have to keep, I want to keep it book related. So
right. Healthy living kind of things.
Healthy yeah. living on or something like that. We can do that. That's one program I have. We did got one under our belt. And Lisa is writing this down for me, so I'll have it. And I think programs are important. And I think if we go that route, we may get more participation. Mm-hmm. The other thing I like to see is a program based on what is the reader that everybody is getting for Braille, reading books in Braille? What is that thing called? I haven't gotten mine
e-reader.
Yet. The NLS yeah. one, the one that HumanWare has designed?
E-reader.
Is that the one you guys, everybody?
Yeah, that doesn't work unless I plug it in, so I need to figure out how to get a new battery for it.
Oh, no.
Yep.
We have a raised hand, Pam,
yes.
David.
Yes. David, yes.
Yeah, I have a few ideas. First of all, I think that every regional and sub-regional library has a newsletter. So I will definitely write an article for the San Francisco newsletter. It's called The Voice. Very original, right? But also I'm thinking that San Francisco is very unique because it is part of the public library, the Talking Books and Braille Center. It's a dream that I know the late Winifred Downing was really wanted to have. And we actually got that going through our past library manager, Jane Glasby, where they actually offer the same hour. They're open the same hours as all the rest of the library. And they are completely integrated into the public library setting, which is really wonderful, so that you can not only obtain books from NLS, but you can also obtain books from the rest of the library, and the librarians there will help to do that. And I think the idea that you can actually get assistance from your regional library, not just to borrow books, especially because most of us borrow books through BARD now, but there are other services, that also might be a good program. To talk about, you know, what do regional libraries offer, you know, other services in addition to, you know, just lending, you know, helping to send NLS books. That might be a possible. And the other thing I was thinking of was advocacy, and I'm willing to work on that. So if we can find other people to work on advocacy, I think we should make sure that we have enough money every year so that we have really good library service in California, and there's a lot more that it could be improved. So working with the librarians in San Francisco, Fresno, as well as Sacramento and Los Angeles, I think we could do a lot. And having close relationships with the librarians and the libraries to make sure that we have decent budgets throughout the state, I think will be very important.
That's
so,
a good idea. Okay, Levit, I'm going to, you can work on advocacy. And I think sure. if we can come up with, I like the program that with Chrissy, and I like the program yeah. with the San Francisco Regional Library, but I don't know them. So you're going to have to help
sure.
me introduce,
absolutely.
Me introduce them to set this one, set that one up,
will.
Set something up with them. And, I also want to do a program based on the reader because I'm thinking about getting it. Phil's almost got me talked into it. Almost, not quite, almost, because I could listen to a book faster than I can read Braille. So he's almost got me talked into it.
I think you'll like it if you get it.
The main reason would be for me to practice my Braille. Yeah. That would be my main reason for getting it, just getting my Braille speed back up. Because I used to not read fast, but I could read faster than I do now.
Yeah, we have two raised hands, Pam, Karen okay. and Christy.
Who was first?
Karen. Oh, well, I guess Christy was first, but Karen hasn't Karen. Spoken yet.
Yeah, Karen.
Okay, Karen, go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to contribute that I'm willing to work on, you know, help us programs and things too. Like the e-readers, I'm very into the e-readers and things like that. But also, I'd love to have some way for people to give feedback, because I'm now on the user advisory committee for BTBL, the Braille and Talking Library. So it'd be great to have a time when I could get feedback from patrons in order to give to the library.
So we could do, I'm thinking, I'm sitting here thinking, my brain is on overdrive. Then I got another meeting at 4:55, woohoo. But I'm thinking we can do, if we do, Judy, how many membership meetings do we need to do a year in board meetings? Is it two?
I believe we have to have two business meetings. And
okay.
But I don't have the constitution, but I know we missed our fall business meeting.
Yeah, we did. Yes, we did. And that was my fault. So, yeah. And what is it, one or two membership meetings a year? Is it two?
That's what I meant, membership meetings.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is we'll have the two. We have this one, and then we'll have one in the fall. But what I'm going to do is put two. If we can put. 2:36 a.m. Thank you, phone. If we can put. I have it loud so I can hear the time. So if we can put two programs together, and I can help, and I will definitely help, because I like planning the programs. I do like working on the programs, So if we can do two programs, one in, I'm thinking around, this is March, April, May, June, I think, and then one, June. September, October, then I think that would work. Phil, Lynette, what do you guys think? Is that too many a year, or is that enough?
That sounds good. June might be busy because of other programs that are mm-hmm. pre-convention stuff. That's my only thought, but it might work.
Maybe because July, early July is convention.
Yeah.
I won't be going. It's financial. The money, no. I'd rather listen to it on Zoom. And wait. So what do you think, Phil and Lisa? What do you guys think?
Shut up.
I personally think the sooner the better. We really, this affiliate really needs activity. We really need to kickstart. And unfortunately, as you said, June is very busy. Obviously, July wouldn't work. So
maybe
Judy, why don't we do something? Everybody's looking at. Why don't we do an e-reader program in May? Debbie just did a brilliant one for Lua last. She helped organize one, and I think we could get her to help organize one. But if that seems a big pop, let's just go with the low-hanging fruit and do an e-reader program. Let's just say we'll do it in May.
That's fine. May is a good month, and it's No, I like May. I think Phil is right. We need to get it back up and running. And I was sitting here thinking, I didn't want to overwhelm people, but May would work. May would work.
Yes.
And this way, and the e-reader is an easy one. And I know that I need to really go ahead and get one, but I've been hesitating. But
we have three raised hands at the moment.
Oh, my. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Now everybody wants to talk at one time. Okay. Raised hand.
I was next.
Yes.
Yes, you were. I didn't forget.
Good. So the reason I raised my hand is because I know that we have availability for Libby, but to get Libby, you have to have a library card.
Yes,
to get a library card, you have to go down to the library.
You do.
Huh. Well, that's what's holding me back, getting down to my public local library.
And they won't do it for you over the phone or online?
No, you have to go in person. And that's why I'm wondering if our libraries, why does it have to be like that? Why can't we ask our NLS libraries to help us get library cards?
Well, they're going to be speaking this afternoon, 5 to 7. You can't ask them.
Oh, I am.
You can't ask them that exact question and find out why. Because, yes, in order to get Libby, you have to go to the library to get your library card.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a library number in order to get Libby.
And I don't know why they don't give us library cards so that we can do that automatically.
Pam, could I answer that? I'm sorry, this is David, and I didn't raise my hand. I can answer
We have to go in order, but yes,
I'm
you
sorry.
Can answer.
So I'll answer later.
Go ahead.
I'll do it later then. I'm not in order then. I will. Okay.
Go ahead, David. It's fine.
Fine. I'm sorry. Because, Christy, most regional libraries are not affiliated with public libraries. That's why. I'm just giving the excuse. I'm not saying that's correct. And that's the problem. New York, for instance, in New York City, the regional library is part of the New York Public Library, so they can get all kinds of extra services. In San Francisco, same thing. People who are affiliated with the San Francisco sub-regional can get services from their library because they're part of the public library. And that's the issue.
Well, we need to push for it then.
Madam President, I think my hand's up.
It is,
yes.
But Nelly is actually ahead of...
I'll yield to Nelly anytime if she wants to.
Okay. And Connie is after Nelly.
And then I would be third.
Thanks. Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, I wanted to volunteer to work on the Constitution and bylaws when we get to that.
Okay, thank you. Lisa, did you get that?
Yeah, I'm also interested in the Constitution and bylaws.
Okay, didn't put yourself on, yes. And who was after Nelly?
Connie Bateman.
Connie, yes, hi, Connie.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, hi, Connie.
Hi, so Pam, like you, I have a Braille e-reader because I need to practice my Braille skills too. So I'm interested in being on the programs committee because I agree with Bob that we need to have some kind of programs to pique people's interest so that they will join our affiliate. So I'm interested in some programs committee.
Okay, thanks, Connie. We'll put you on the programs committee, and we will be setting up a program in May. So I will be having a meeting sometime in early May, sometime in April, to pick out a date in May. Probably right after I get back from convention, I'll send out an email.
Madam President, I'm going to have a senior moment and forget what I wanted to say. Am I my turn yet?
Yes,
you are.
Yes, go ahead.
You better get me or you won't get me. Madam President, what we need is a calendar for this group. I'm stealing from Frank Welty's book, and it's right. How many membership meetings and when? How many public board meetings and when? Just so we just get this straight, and then the programs can come. And I think it's wonderful that you're expressing your ideas on your programs. They all sounded great. It's exciting. So, but I think we need the board or whatever, we need to create a calendar. Thank you.
I think that's one way to keep up with everything, especially with everything that I have to do outside of outside of this group. So, yes, we will sit down and write out the dates and stuff with the board. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. All right. Are there any more hands up?
Not at the moment.
Okay. So we have
Christy
Lisa
just raised her hand.
Christy.
That's because I want to be on the Constitution and Bylaws Committee with Lisa and Nellie. Thanks.
Okay. And then we have Judy and Phil and one other person. Who was it? I forgot. Lisa has it written down for membership. Oh,
I'm the other one.
Patty. I remembered. And then for programs, we have myself and who was it? That quick. Lord, I'm getting older. I'm not
Connie.
Old yet. Connie, thank you. God, Chrissy. You want to write down the calendar? Chris, so I need just me and Connie and one other person for programs, and that would be great.
I had Karen written down. Is that
who?
Correct? I had Karen written
yes,
down.
Yes, Karen. Yes, yes.
I thought
he wanted to do a yes, and then so that this is a great start. This is what I was hoping for: more involvement with membership. And David, I did not forget about you. I think one of the things I'd like to see Kahlua do is putting out a small, I know it's not a huge, I know we're not Lua and we don't have the Lua ledger and stuff and things like that, but maybe we could put out a small, what is Kahlua going to do? Maybe put out our calendar for the month or something like that and make it fun so that people be interested in what Kahlua is actually doing for the month of May or for the month of August or for the month of October or whatever we do, however we put it together. I think I can, it's interesting, I can write things in my head and like the way they sound, but when I go to put them on paper, it don't sound right.
We have a
two hands raised.
One of them from somebody identified as iPhone.
Oh, we got an iPhone.
That's Judy, because I decided to be nice and raise my hand instead of just butting in.
Okay.
Okay.
Calendar, I think, is a very good idea. And Pam, let's not get beyond ourselves. You know what I mean? Newsletter. If we actually publish.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's a good idea.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. Let us do, a calendar. Let us make sure we get board meetings, because I don't know that I have seen, minutes from your board meetings. And so, I think we need to make sure we know when those are happening. So I think I'm going to vote in favor of definitely having a calendar, and let's have a program or two. Then if we want to go further and think about a little newsletter or something like that, but you can always remember, put an article in the ledger if you wanted something. I offer that as a possibility. Anyway, I think some of these are very good suggestions, but let's, again, not bite off more than we can chew. Let's make sure to do A before we, get too far down the road.
Okay, David has a hand raised, and also Lisa has her hand raised.
David?
Suggestion that perhaps we write an article for the BC. And our deadline is in May, and that we do that perhaps instead of a flyer right now or a newsletter. I agree with Judy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how our committees work right now, how we get off to a start. We could, we can also put information about Kahlua on the various lists. And I would suggest that we do that and not get over ambitious, Pam, at this point. And the other thing is that we need at least one more person to do advocacy, because I'm not going to do it on my own. I'm just telling you. I don't want to be a committee of one. So
we need more. No, somebody said already.
Do we have someone?
You did have.
Who? I didn't hear. I'm sorry. Who do I have? you can tell me later. All right.
I think it was Lisa, wasn't
Lisa?
It?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. What am I?
No.
I thought I heard one. Sorry, David.
Yes.
Sorry,
that's
everybody.
Just my suggestion.
Shut up. No.
Okay. It's okay. Right. It's a lot of information out right now, and David, you won't be by yourself. I will. I'll help you or some.
And I want to ask if Patty would consider writing that BC article, because I know Patty, you were going to write an article, and this is right up your alley. So just a suggestion.
Well, I know I'm going to write to both of the lists that I belong to, and so I can put a little thing in, yes.
Yeah, great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I just want to get Kahlua's notice back out there. What Kahlua, that we're back, that we are back. That's
Madam President,
okay, Lisa has her hand raised.
Yes.
I only want to say that the advice given us by the President of Lua is outstanding. Don't bite off too much. Let's get it right, even if one or two or three, to do that. And that's what we got to think of. This is a great start. And is the secretary, I know she is because she's great, taking down all these volunteers?
Yes, she is.
Okay, then the president sees them. And I don't know what your constitution says, but would appoint them, you know, write letters appointing. I mean, if they're in the minutes, then David, you can find out who the other person is.
Right, great writer. Exactly.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Lisa has had her hand up for quite a while.
So, Bob. I did not see anybody else who had volunteered for the advocacy committee.
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
I thought Christy did.
Christy raised an issue about which she wanted advocacy done, but I did not. If she wanted to join, I wasn't aware of that.
This is Judy, and I am going to butt in. You know what? We got a lot of things to do before we need to think about raising money for advocacy. So I suggest to you that of all the committees we kind of wait a little bit on, advocacy might be the one. Yes.
Well,
I just wanted to
much as we need it. I understand, David, but let's get some stuff going, and then let's see. Like, we don't need to worry about money.
Also, the reason that minutes had not been received by the members is I had received the instructions that those go out just to the board members. So
the meeting the meeting that we had with the board was just the board to get because it was, when was it, Phil? Late
January,
and we wanted to get the membership back up, make calls, discuss getting everything done before the end deadlines and things like that. So that's why we just had a quick board meeting with just the board. So the minutes stayed within the board. But other than that, yes, I will make sure, and Lisa will make sure that all minutes for public board meetings and public membership meetings will be posted. It's only fair that you guys see what we're discussing at the board meeting as well as the membership meeting. So, yes, and they will go out for this meeting. We will make sure the minutes get out. So, and I will have Lisa send me the list of everybody who's on a committee, and I will make sure that I send letters or notes out to everybody to remind them who wants to chair those committees and get the Constitution. Mainly from what I've been reading is the bylaws, I think, more so than the Constitution itself, the membership committee, and the programs. Those are the three most important three right now as far as I'm concerned. And as president, I think we should lean in that direction. We should set up a program. I'm sorry. I am so thirsty. It's this new medication. I'm sorry, people.
Pam, this is Judy. Seriously,
We have a raised hand by Livy.
Okay, I'm going to go first. Okay. It's all right to have board meetings that you call within whatever the Constitution says, but all minutes should be given to the membership. Even meetings that you call quickly, so long as you call them with whatever the guidelines, 2 weeks advance notice or whatever the board does, but all minutes should be given to the membership.
Okay, not a problem. I will have Lisa send those out to the membership. Not a problem.
Sorry, I yield to Livy.
Yes, Olivia. Yes. Yes, Livy. I can't hear you, sweetie.
Okay, now can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, that's better.
Okay.
Yes.
I had a question. You mentioned this Lib. Is it Libby?
It's Libby, L-I-B-B-Y. I think
what
it's L-I-B-B-Y.
Is that?
It's a way to download books from your library, to borrow books from your public. I think that's what it is.
That's right.
I don't use it.
And they have an OverDrive, too. They have all kinds of systems in the public library we should get.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I just wanted to know. Now, I kind of lost some stuff from back when you guys were discussing different committees. So you're looking for membership, constitution and bylaws, and programs.
We have another
committee. Who is whispering in my ear?
How many
how many members
people are on the membership committee?
I'm three. Only gonna, right now I have three, and I think three is enough. I have Judy, Phil, I think I forgot the Patty. Third person. Why? Patty. Why am I forgetting Patty? But it's Patty.
I'm very forgettable.
You're not that. No, you're yes. not.
Pam. Three P's and, for now.
And then on the programs, I have Karen and then myself and did I forget? I forgot the
Connie.
Connie. I'm sorry. See? Okay. Connie. And then on advocacy, I have Lisa. Advocacy, God. Constitution, on the Constitution is Lisa and Nellie and I think Chrissy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Now, you mentioned something a while back about memoirs. And
That was not me. That was Judy. And that was Lua. And that's something that Lua is thinking about in the future. Right, Judy? I think that's
yes. Lua yes.
You're right, Madam.
Yeah. Professor. So it's not related to this, Livy, but, you know, just get in touch and I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
Linda has her hand raised, Pam.
Hi, Linda.
I'm just curious. This is a question primarily for Judy, and I think it is important for Kahlua to get its minutes out, board meeting minutes, whether they for the board or the membership meeting or what have you. Does Lua, in fact, put out all of their board meetings? Am I missing something?
Absolutely. They are sent as soon as they're approved. They are sent to the membership list.
Okay, so it's close to approval. I'm going to start looking for those because I'm missing them.
I'm missing
and I will, like, you know, it. Once in a while we for you know Ralph, you know, is in charge of that, and I will doubly make sure to remind us that we need to make sure that happens, Linda.
All right, thank you.
David has his hand raised.
Yes, David.
Yeah, I am a little troubled that we're putting advocacy on the back burner because we are now dealing with a budget where many programs could be cut because we don't have a surplus. And we have to make sure that we have enough money for our libraries. And there will be a May budget revise as usual. So I don't agree. I think that we need to have an advocacy committee and we need to discuss that when we meet with our librarians. Sorry, I have a horse waist today. When we meet with our librarians is it Saturday?
We also meet with them this afternoon.
They're not, yeah, but will they be at the convention as well?
Yes, they will. Yes, okay, they good. Will.
That's what I'm saying. We can talk to them then as well. But I think
David, I defer to you. This is Judy. I defer to you. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So I'm not saying it's absolutely vital that we have that, you know, that we know immediately today, but we should think about it at least in April. So
yeah, I'm not, David, I follow the budget, especially where the library is concerned, because they're important to me. Even they would be important to me if I was a sighted person, because I love books and libraries. Right. I've always been a haven for me. So I do understand, and I do follow the budget. I'm a political junkie, what can I say? So I do agree with Judy. Let's get these three committees up and running. Right. But okay. I will not forget about advocacy. I think advocacy is very important where Kahlua or our libraries are concerned. So
And I also think that Debbie Armstrong would be very happy to give do a program on the e-reader. I know her very well and she's excellent. So. Okay.
Would it be above my pay grade to ask her to do it simple, keep it simple?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I have to order mine first. So.
Sure.
Hey, Lynette has her hand up.
Yes, Lynette.
This is from before. People were asking why you have to go to your current library. They want to make sure that you're legitimate as far as, so they usually ask you to bring they ask you to bring two forms of ID, like, so you can use your state ID plus another piece of mail or something you get. They just want to make sure that you really live in your particular area. So if the libraries would make it easier, that would be great. But that's the reasoning.
Yeah, like mine, I have a library card and I can go to any public library in LA County with this library card. I just have to get myself around the corner and get it renewed. That's all.
You can call them or do it online.
I know. I'm just being lazy about it. But I think it's important that all of us have a library card. And I got my first one when I was six. Jesus.
Madam President.
Yes, Mr.
You're going to be glad when I'm gone. I want to summarize just to know.
I'm not going to be glad when you're gone. You have good suggestions.
If we could, I'm going to comment and I'll be done. We should have a little article in the BC. Use that as that's the voice of the council. Why join Kahlua? What are we doing? Get people thinking about it. And also, I guess David is not for advocacy. I was going to disagree with my friend. We're not ready yet, but we're making partners with these librarians. I remember the day when the librarians in California wouldn't even talk to us. I'm telling you, I don't want to name names. This is a great step forward. They'll let us know of legislation that they want. And then we go to governmental affairs. We go through channels with that. They're the guys that make the final decision, not us. We can, we're not ready to do that. So that's my opinion. And I thank you very much.
Are there any more questions or any more hands up or anything, anybody? Anything else anybody would like to talk about?
No hands at the moment.
Okay. What, 3 o'clock now, Phil?
Yes, 3:01.
We have 29 minutes. So what I'd like to do in this last 29 minutes is to give everybody a chance to just quickly express what and do it one at a time. What is their favorite? Because we might as well have some fun in the last 28 minutes. I just wasted a whole minute. I will take all the information out of these minutes and get the committees up and running and get your names to you. And I will make sure we have a meeting when I get home from convention about the May program. And so what I'd like to talk about this last few minutes, just go around and let everybody say what is their favorite genre of books to read, what is their favorite book, what is their all-time, what is their favorite genre, and who is their favorite author?
Who is it? Are we putting this in the minutes or no?
Yes. Yes. That'll help me a lot.
That will help Lynette. A reason why I'm doing it is to help Lynette her list of books that she puts out. It would help her decide what books to put out, what topics to cover in the list that she does for you guys. And she does a great job on that list and books for you guys. So
okay, this is Phil.
Yes.
Well, and after that, Christy did raise her hand again. Can I recommend that perhaps Lisa just take a list of the topics and genres without the detail of who said what?
I can do the list. Who said what? I'm fine with that. I don't mind the who
okay.
said what.
All right. Just thought I was helping. Okay.
Either way.
So I find most of my books on Bookshare because I find that Bard doesn't have all the series. They may have a few books, and that's kind of frustrating. The books that I look forward to every month are the Harlequin inspiration, the suspense and the inspiration, yeah. Mm-hmm. and the heartwarming. And none of those are, they're like, the heartwarming has four books and the inspiration has six.
Usually has 6, yes.
And the inspiration suspense has 6.
6.
I would like to have a better understanding of how Bard categorizes the series books, because I like to read series books. I love when authors have, you know, their series, and you can go from the beginning to the end. Mm-hmm, and it's just so frustrating when you're tooling down the series book and it's not there. 2 and 3, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is very frustrating, and it's all the time. It's not as bad as it used to be. It used to be worse than it is now.
But it still happens. And then the other books that I really like, I have an air fryer. I have a Instant Pot type. Of course, everybody knows I'm the Pampered Chef queen. I have the Pampered Chef air fryer, and I have the Pampered Chef multi-cooker. And I love to find healthy recipes and healthy living kind of books. And I'm finding some later books, but it's really hard to find the copyrights. And they used to, long time ago, put the copyright right in the book description. And I don't see that anymore. So I have to wait till I download the book to find out that it's, you know, 30 years old, and I don't really want that book. Thank you.
Hey, Karen has her raised hand raised.
Yes, Karen, go ahead.
This list sounds fascinating that you guys evidently put out monthly or something, a list of books that people like.
So Lynette puts it out. If you're on the Kahlua.
I'm not.
okay. If you can... Phil takes care of that, but if you can get on the Kahlua list, Lynette puts out a list of, it's usually from a lot of categories of, what is it, 2 or 3 books, Lynette, from each category?
It's and, 2 books from each category, and so this will be great, because then I know what I don't need. I mean, I don't mind. Way, I don't mind, but this
what,
way
what she
can...
does is she picks 2 books from 2 categories, and then it gives you kind of an idea of what books are in each of those categories.
Nice.
It's fun.
Well,
I'm late
I'd
this
love
month.
To be a part of that somehow. Like, if I need to join to be on that list, I'll join.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
May I give the contact information?
You heard her.
Okay.
You heard it.
Okay, if I can then let me give you a contact number for anybody listening. Call me at 909-675-7415, and I can take a credit card for your dues, or I can give you information on where to send the check. And also, for those who are comfortable doing so, on the CCB website, there is a list, an affiliates list, where you can get contact information for any chapter or affiliate. So if you go to ccbnet.org, and there's an affiliates and chapter link on that page, and you can get contact information for any of our groups.
Okay, any other hands up?
Not at the moment.
Okay, anybody else want to say what kind
Lisa,
of books?
Lisa just raised her hand.
Okay.
I love books. I like psychological books, and I like character-oriented horror, and like female, like quote-unquote female-oriented horror, like with a lot of female characters. I like urban fantasy, and I like contemporary women's books and memoirs. And my favorite author is Anne Rice.
Oh yeah,
I scare herself. Go ahead, you guys.
Debbie Obregon has her hand is next in line.
Hi, everyone.
Go ahead, Debbie.
You guys just can't get rid of me. I have two actual favorite genres. The first one is historical mystery fiction. And the second inspirational books, including Amish books. So I really like reading them. They're very uplifting. I do read straight mysteries too, and some of the psychological ones, but I really like the historical ones because I never paid much attention to history in school, but I really enjoy learning about our country, the history of our country and everything, you know, through reading these books.
Okay, Connie Bateman has her hand up.
Connie.
Hold on. Oh, you're now unmuted.
Hi. So my favorite genre is Christian fiction. And two of my favorite authors that come to my mind are Charles Martin and Tracy Peterson. I think she spells her first name T-R-A-C-I.
Yeah, Tracy Peterson.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. So those are
I like Tracy Peterson's views of their historical.
Okay, our anybody next else? Nellie.
Mute. Currently unmuted.
Hi. I like historical fiction, sci-fi. I like Christian fiction, and I also like nonfiction, political, and memoirs and technology.
What a combination, technology and, well, politics isn't cute.
Okay, Linda has her hand up.
Uh-oh, it's going to be a long list.
It is going to be a long list. okay, first of all, Lisa, whatever you said about yourself, ditto 100% of what, you know, you and I like to be a lot of the same things. I do want to emphasize science fiction. I don't emphasize authors with women characters who are outside the mold of conventionality in almost any way. Any rebellious way, you name it, I'm down for that.
Yay, rebellion.
And I like political books, and memoirs as well. But I do like what I call spiritual books rather than inspirational books. I like books about different world religions. And how that and how different world religions reflect the same set of values that all of us have, but we have this beautiful stuff by some Catholic priests that are on Bard, but they quote Hindu and Indian poets and Sufi masters. I like that combination of things and of blending of different religions. I'm really getting into romances. And the other thing, but they have to be, again, about very contemporary women, not shy violets or whatever.
Oh, God, no, I can't even stand those.
And there's one other thing that I didn't want to leave out. My brain is starting to fog over here.
But it's too cold.
Yeah, it is cold today. It's only 35. Just all those things. I like books about food, as Judy mentioned earlier, and I am
just beginning to dip my toe into this historical mystery fiction, because that's what we have to read for 2 months from now. So trying to stretch my boundaries a little bit. I think that pretty much covers almost everything. And if I left anything out, you know, I'm sure Lynette will find it anyway. So thank you.
Okay, Libby is next in line.
Okay, Libby.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I love Christian romance. I bet I must read at least 200 of those a year. And some of my favorite authors are Lorraine Snelling, Tracy Peterson, and a new author I've just discovered.
Sorry, what is Lorraine's last name again?
Snelling, S-N-E-L-L-I-N-G.
Snelling, okay, thank you.
Yes, I've read several books Amish, on the Amish group, and a lot of them have been Christian romance types, and they've been very, very good. I enjoy memoirs. I'm sort of starting to get into animals, and I do like historical fiction. I've read several books from David McCullough, and about the Brooklyn Bridge, how it was constructed, and different things like this. So you learn a lot about different historical eras of our country from some of his stuff. And that's probably going to do it for me.
Okay, Shayna Ray is next in line.
Go ahead, Shayna. Nice to hear from you.
My favorite genres are sci-fi and fantasy and suspense. And some of my favorite authors are Robert Jordan, George R. R. Martin, Mercedes Lackey, David Baldacci, John Grisham, Nelson DeMille. I love to read. I'm reading like 2 books a week.
That's great. I'm kind of disgusted that I haven't been able to read this week and been busy with calls.
I'm going to say yay for Robert Jordan. Sorry.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, Linda has her hand up again.
Yeah, I thought of the other thing. I love books by foreign-born women writers, especially from Africa and India.
Okay, Joshua Saunders is next.
Okay.
Yes, Joshua, go ahead. Like Shayna, I like science fiction and fantasy, and I also like historical fiction, and I think my favorite writer was Robert Jordan, and I also like David Baldacci, and I think those are my favorites.
Okay.
At the moment, there are no more hands.
Since we have no hands, I've just thought of something. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to give my own, but go ahead. Go ahead. It's fine.
I'm going to be sending out, if this is okay with everybody, an email once a month to ask people what they're reading. And that way, it'll give everybody a chance to see what. Because I know there's no way I can put what everybody reads on a list. No. So that way you guys can say, hey, I'm reading this. You might like it. That way we can get the list up and moving a little bit more too.
Now it's my turn. I'll tell you what Pamela reads from any given day. I have, mine is always going to fall under the genre, the umbrella of romance. Who knows? But I do love memoirs, but the memoirs that I love is reading about old African-American comedians and singers and authors and writers and who had to travel through the South and do their to perform, and like Aretha Franklin, Her memoir is going to be awesome. And then some of the other ones that I have read have been Whitney Houston's and things like that. And those are some of the memoirs that I like to read. I do like some of the political stuff sometimes. But my favorite genre is going to be romance. I love romantic suspense. I love anything historical because you can always find out a little bit of history in a historical novel. Like Linda, I don't like wussy women in a book. It just drives me nuts. Oh, I got to fall. No, I don't need to fall back on a man. I'm going to do what I need to do and get it done. Some of my favorite authors, but I like anything under the genre of romance, paranormal, historical, romantic suspense. One of my favorite romantic suspense authors is Karen Rose. She scares me to death, but I do...
Yeah, some of hers are creepy.
scares me to death, but oh my God, they're good. But Lord have mercy, some of the things that people do to each other. Oh my goodness, that's what the whole time I'm reading. That's what I'm saying. My favorite author of all time is always going to be Nora Roberts and Catherine Coulter. I just love Nora Roberts and the way she writes, the way she puts together a book, her characters, J.D. Robb, her J.D. Robb series. I have all 56 books. And that's under the genre of futuristic, romantic suspense, and thriller. That's what she labels that series as. I've heard her do a couple of interviews, and she's awesome. And so for me, books are a big part of my life. I live alone. It's just a dog to talk to. So I can't, instead of talking to the dog all day, he probably thinks I'm nuts, I pick up a book and read because it keeps my mind busy and keeps me going. So books have always been a big part of my life. I started reading when I was 3 or 4. My mother said I actually corrected her when she mispronounced the word when I was 4. And so I've been reading. I think it's books are important to everybody. Blind, pretty much everybody that I know that's blind loves books. It's our way of engaging in the world and keeping up with the world. So I appreciate it. Phil, what time is it? I don't have I shut my phone up.
3:21, and we do have a hand raised. Christy.
Okay, who's he?
Christy.
Me, of course.
Hi, Christy.
Hi.
And I do like the Harlequins. If they're hard to find, they're never on BART, so they're hard to find.
No, they're on Bookshare.
I do get them on Bookshare. Yeah.
Yeah. So I like Grace Livingston Hill, Karen King. Karen Kingsbury. I like the Gilbert Morris. If you've ever read any of his books and his daughter, I like, there was something else I was going to say. I read a lot of stuff because I'm still doing therapy, online therapy with clients. And so I read a lot of good health, self-help kind of books. Like there's one called Addicted to Love by Susan Peabody. I recommend The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Two people. They're just books that I tend to read and, you know, think about what good books they are for helping us to, you know, continue living to the best of our abilities. And
I have a couple of Christian writers that you guys might, if you can find Lynette Eason. Her name is Lynette, and it's spelled like, I think it's spelled the same way your name is, Lynette Eason. It's E-A-S-O-N.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it is. It's a great name.
And Lynette Eason and I lost the other one, but Lynette Eason writes from Christian suspense. It's for people who like the suspense but they want the Christian part of it. I love her books. Her and Terry Blackstock are two of my favorite when it comes to that type of Christian suspense. They do very good. They're very good at it. And the other thing is that I love self-help, but like when I was making the decision along with my nephrologist to lose the weight I needed to lose and still losing, he told me to find, if I felt the need, to find a good book to read. And I told him, I do, just not the kind you want me to read. But I look for good. Cooking for one person is not the easiest thing to do. Mm-hmm. So finding recipes that I like to use is the hardest thing for me, finding the right type of recipes that I like and things like that. So, but I'm glad everybody has said what they like to read and what they like to I haven't heard from Judy, and Bob.
I think Bob left.
Yeah, he did.
I think he did. He did. We have a few minutes, and I want to thank everybody for coming and participating. And we do have the program. It's at 5. It starts at 5. We have both librarians, Mike, Marlon, and Lisa. Something like that. I can never say it right. And they will be speaking this evening, so I'm going to let you guys, we can adjourn a little early that somebody can.
Thank you. Bye, everybody. See you later.
Bye.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, you guys. Thank you for participating and showing up, and I will see you guys this evening
in a little while
for the program. Thank you. Yep.